It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to another episode of The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. It's the sixth day in the month of September 2024. It's another day to be thankful. So I'd like to ask you, what are you thankful for? For me, I have a lot to be thankful for this morning. I'm thankful for life which no man can give. I'm thankful that I have the grace to be able to speak to you this morning. I'm thankful for every part of my body that I can move. And I'm thankful for you, our listeners. And to every first timer here also, I'm thankful for you. So what are you thankful for? Take a second of your time to begin to appreciate the name of the Lord. Father, we are here with our hearts full of gratitude. We are here with our hearts beating in our hands. And we've come to say, thank you, Jesus. Only you could have done this. And for that, we have come to say thank you. Lord, you know we love you. We love you from the bottom of our hearts. And we are here to show our gratitude. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you are listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour. And it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. Where we get together to know the mind of God concerning every situation of our lives. So if you are here and you are thinking that you shouldn't be here, I want to assure you that you're in the right place. This is a divine orchestration because God has something to tell you today. So if you are here, you have lots of questions. Your life has lost direction. You feel lost. You feel heavy. You feel heartbroken. Or you feel heavy laden. You feel burdened with something or the other. I've come to tell you that you're in the right place because God has something to tell you here on the show every single morning. So you are specially welcome. And if you're a frequent on the show, if you frequently join us every morning, you know how we do it. It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person. It is time for our devotion, so ring the bell. Sound the alarm, let the whole world know that it is time. Send to your friends, your family, your neighbors, your community, and let's gather for our devotion this morning. If this is your first time of joining us also, I would like to also inform you that this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Kadeja Ray Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you are welcome. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says prayers for leaders. So today, we'll be doing more of prayers. Prayers for leaders. Prayers for leaders. It is time to pray for our leaders. And our hymn today is taken from hymn 22. Sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer. From our Open Heaven Manual. A Bible in 1 year is taken from Ezekiel chapter 41 to chapter 43. Ezekiel from chapter 41 to chapter 43. And our memory verse is taken from Psalm 2 verse 10. Psalm 2 verse 10. Be wise now therefore, O kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Be wise now therefore, O kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. A Bible reading today we're taking from 1 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 1 to 4. First Timothy from chapter 2 from verse 1 to 4. Are you with your Bibles this morning? Verse 1 says, therefore I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead in the quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. May God bless the hearing and the reading of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we're doing more of prayers, and I'll be calling our prayer points one after the other, and we are going to be praying them. The first prayer point today, we are going to say, Father, I thank you for all the leaders in my family, church, state, country, and in every other place. Thank you for their lives, their families, and their well-being. Let's begin to pray. Let's begin to thank God first for all our leaders, the leaders in your family, the leaders in the church, the leaders in the states, the leaders in the country, and in every other place, the kings, the chiefs. Let's put all of them in our list for Thanksgiving this morning. Let's begin to appreciate God for preserving them, for their well-being. Let's appreciate God. I don't want you to think about all the things that are going wrong right now. I want you to just begin to thank God, because we are going to be battling a lot in prayer. So thank God for their well-being this morning. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Our next prayer point is, Father, I pray for wisdom for my leaders. Please let none of them lead us in the wrong direction. Give them the wisdom to know what to do at all times in Jesus' name. So if you think you feel things are going wrong right now with our leaders, and you do not feel that things are going are moving for better, I think this is the time to pray and let us tender everything in the hands of God. Begin to pray for them that God will begin to release upon them wisdom. Let none of them lack wisdom in direction. They will not lead us in the wrong direction. Let's begin to pray for them that God will give them wisdom to lead us and know what to do at all times in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we've prayed. Third prayer point says, Father, please let it be well with our leaders. Take care of all their personal needs so that they will have peace of mind to lead us aright. In the name of Jesus, Father, please, we ask by your mercy that you take care of all the personal needs of all our leaders, that they will have peace and they will be able to have clear directions to lead us aright. In the name of Jesus, do this to the glory of your holy name in Jesus' name. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. The fourth prayer point says, Father, please provide all the resources that our leaders need to achieve the goals set ahead of them in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you please provide all the resources that our leaders need to achieve the goals that they have set ahead of them. The goals to set this country in the right direction. The goals to put us on the right path. Among the leading nations of the world, Father, please, we ask that you begin to provide all those resources in Jesus' name. Amen. Our fifth prayer point says, Father, please give our leaders the strength to overcome every obstacle that may stand in the way of glorious future they are leading us to. Help them to surmount any challenge that confronts them in Jesus' name. The prayer point says, Father, please give all our leaders the strength to overcome every obstacle that they might face. That might stand in the way of the glorious future they are leading us to. In Jesus' name, help them surmount any challenge that confronts them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our sixth prayer point says, Father, please let our leaders have a compassionate heart towards their followers. Let none of them use their position to exploit or oppress their followers in Jesus' name. Lord, we commit every of our leaders into your able hands, O Lord. Father, we ask, O Lord, that the spirit of compassion, the spirit of mercy, Father, please put in their hearts in the name of Jesus. Put in their heart towards their followers. Let none of them use their positions to exploit or oppress their followers in the name of Jesus. Our seventh prayer point is, Father, please don't let any of our leaders offend you or do things that will bring judgment upon themselves and their followers. Please help them to do your will at all times in the name of Jesus. Father, whatever our leaders are going to do that is going to cause your judgment or your anger upon them and their followers, Father, do not let them do it. Give them the wisdom to stay away from them in the name of Jesus. May they not grieve you in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Our eighth prayer point says, Father, please remove any leader that refuses to do your will, just as you have replaced Saul with David. Replace them with people that will do your will in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want only those who will do your will in power. Father, we ask that you uproot any leader that has refused to do your will and replace them with those willing to do your will in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our ninth prayer point says, Father, please let our leaders be good examples to us. Let their conduct and personality set good standards for us to live by in Jesus' name. Let our leaders begin to prove an example to us in the name of Jesus. Let them see their lives worthy of emulation in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Our 10th prayer point says, Father, please let there be unity and peace among all our leaders. Let them be united and give them the wisdom to relate with each other peaceably in the name of Jesus. By your mercy, O Lord, let all our leaders live in unity. Let them live in unity with one another, and let them live in unity with the followers in the name of Jesus. Our 11th prayer point says, Father, please raise righteous leaders to occupy leadership positions so that the people can rejoice in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask from every part of the nation, from every part of the world, we ask, O Lord, that you begin to raise righteous leaders, leaders that will only stand for righteousness and holiness, that will declare and decree your word wherever they go, that will stand for truth and honesty, that will stand for love and unity. Lord, we ask that you begin to plant them in positions of leadership in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Our 12th and final prayer point says, your personal prayer point for your leaders. I want you to pick important prayer point that you feel might be necessary for your leaders. And begin to decree it into their lives that wherever they are, Lord, we ask that you begin to purify their hearts. Lord, we ask that you begin to enthrone yourself in their hearts. Reveal yourself to them that they might know you. Lord, we ask that every of our leaders that have not seen the truth, that has not seen you as the truth, the way, Lord, we ask, so Lord, that you begin to reveal yourself, stir up salvation, stir up deliverance in the midst of our leaders in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual manipulation, Lord, we ask that they overcome in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask by your mercy, by your blood, you cleanse the land in the name of Jesus. Every blood that has been spilled in the land that is crying for judgment because of our leaders, Lord, we ask, O Lord, that you show mercy. You show mercy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for answering. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I want you to continue to pray for our leaders, even in your closet and in your quiet spaces. You might be grieved. You might be upset at the way things are going on in your various countries. But I want to assure you that there is nothing the Lord cannot do. As long as we continue to put it in prayer. Always remember your leaders, no matter how things are. Remember the country, remember the leaders. And I pray by the mercies of the Lord, he would hear our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Have you been blessed today and you'd like to be a blessing to somebody? You can do this by sharing. And how can you share? You can share by simply visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages. Copy the link and send to somebody today. Our online radio is also available for you to listen to and tune in every 7 a.m. every day. 7 a.m. GMT is the time, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Our mobile application is also available for you to be able to have easy access to our radio station on Play Store and Apple Store. They are available for download. Download and you'll be able to enjoy other exciting and amazing segments for the day. Thank you for joining us. Please do not turn off that dial because we have an important announcement immediately after this show. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Please remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. God bless you.
You can only come this far. And who showed the moon where to hide till evening?
Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken? Or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you. Just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.